Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host Zainab, and today we have in our studio our guest speaker, Brother Liaquat Abbas. Well, dear listeners, Brother Liaquat is a research scholar in the House of Mufakum, having a specialization in the field of psychology and also studying the religious studies. However, in this program, we invite our experts to gives advices on the Islamic upbringing topics. The answers are mostly rooted in the Holy Book of Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, and also the traditions from holy imams. Well, we talked about a lot of factors that lead to poor motivation, but what about the strategies to overcome this issue? We're going to explore that today with Brother Liaquat. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome again.
Thank you so much.
So we explored, you know, a lot of factors that lead to poor motivation. Sometimes it was family pressure, sometimes it were other things, sometimes it was like bullying, sometimes it was social isolation,
yes.
Sometimes it was traveling here and there and unfamiliarized environment and so many other things.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the strategies that we can actually apply to make this motivation better for a teenager?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So just like we have said, setting up short goals and long-term goals is very important, which will help the teenagers set clear and achievable goals. It's
right.
They are measured, okay? They can be achieved. And the teenager has the capacity, has the capability to achieve that particular goal in this particular time period, okay? And of course, long-term goals are very important. And of course, that will give a sense of direction, like it will provide direction. And of course, it will create a sense of purpose in the teen, okay?
Yeah.
So example, I am pursuing medical.
Yeah.
I'm in my medical stream, okay? Or any other stream like psychology, okay? So because I know in my long term, I'm gonna get this kind of job, okay?
Right.
So my sense of purpose is there. Like, okay, because of I'm studying in medical, I'm gonna become a doctor. Okay, even in doctor, if I'm going into example, I'm having inclination towards heart, example.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna become a heart surgeon, okay?
Right.
Or physiotherapy or whatever, okay? So setting up short goals and long goals are very important for motivation.
Right. Hey, I would like to add something. Like you said, setting up short goals and long-term goals. Hey, sometimes teens, what do they do? They mix up the primary goals with the sub-goals, or I would say the main goals with the sub-goals. And that's where they fail. That's where the motivation lacks again. But Rumi says it, Maulana Rumi says that, he says in Persian, agar sad amat navad ham pishimas, which means if 100 is with us, then definitely 90 is with us. Like if you have a focus on a main goal, then definitely sub-goals come under this particular category.
Definitely. You know, unfortunately, if we ask a lot of kids, a lot of children, a lot of teens, what is your purpose? What is your goal? What do you want to become when you grow old? They're they're clueless. They're okay, right now I'm studying this.
Yeah.
But they don't know why they are studying.
They don't know,
You know, this is a very bad thing.
If they're young, they should know the purpose.
Yeah. At least a kind of path, okay?
Right.
Example, okay, after after this, I'm going to go into this stream. After that, I want to go into this stream, example.
Yeah.
Will make the person feel that, okay, I'm studying because of a purpose.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm not just studying just like that.
Yeah.
I'm studying, okay, in order to go into this particular stream
or,
and connecting it with your end goal. Example, I'm studying mathematics. I'm studying physics right now.
Yeah.
Because this is useful in my later stage. Okay,
yes.
Over here. Okay?
Right.
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
So connecting it will help even more that the teen progress like in that particular field.
Right.
So setting up goals, achievable goals, manageable goals, measured goals, short goals, long goals are very important.
Right.
If a person is doing this, then of course motivation can build up very easily and quickly.
Right. Let's take a short break here and let's explore on more strategies after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to Shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Rasiquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
Welcome back. You are listening to Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here with me in the studio, and we are exploring the strategies to improve motivation in our children. For now, we said that set up goals, long-term and short-term goals, and also the main goals and sub-goals. And never confuse or mix up between the sub-goals and main goals, because if main goal is with us, the sub-goals are going to come automatically. Yeah.
Yes. So the second one is fostering independence, which is very, very important.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, this is what the today's teen lack. The teenagers lack it, unfortunately, or even the children. So, fostering independence. The meaning itself says this: that encourage them, like your teens, your children, to take ownership of their choices and decisions.
Right.
Okay. Which will definitely enhance their motivation. You know, of course, this has limits. When you are saying that, okay, to take ownership of their choices, it shouldn't be like whatever choice they want to.
Yeah.
They can go into it. Example, they can't go into a stream which is like, example, haram.
Yeah.
Example, music industry, which pertains
yeah,
with haram,
yeah.
with into a kind of industry which supports haram, okay,
yes.
Which is forbidden, okay, or into an industry which is really not which doesn't have a lot of scope,
yeah.
Okay, for whatever reason, okay, this is like, this should be discussed, this should be put forward, like, you know, there are few jobs. Example, which definitely will bring a lot of income, okay? Even if we feel that, oh, you know what, what is this kind of job? This job is cheap, example, okay? But still, because we haven't explored it and it's not haram even, so that still can be put, can be taken up by the teen, example, himself or herself. Let's get into an example to make it more lively, and that is I would say carpentry. Okay, carpentry.
All right.
Is a kind of job which a few parents might see that it's a kind of cheap job, or it's a kind of a job which brings a lot of shame or something like that. Okay, but if we see,
it's something that does not suit my child.
Yeah, example. Okay, but the child is really interested into it. Okay, he really likes cutting things and stuff.
Skillful
like
things.
Yeah, exactly. So over here, you have to see, like, okay, or even pottery. Pottery is also
yeah.
a job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Example. These are, I have brought those
jobs.
Examples.
Yeah, skillful.
Which are like, yeah, skillful.
Not seen
jobs.
In the society as some,
not seen,
like, good status.
This is
jobs.
Not like an academical style way.
Yeah.
Yeah? Where
yeah.
you go through all the studies and stuff and either you become
have
a doctor.
Have a particular stream and then
exactly.
It's,
so this is a kind of skillful
value.
Job. Exactly. So over here, the parents are like, oh my God, how is my child going to survive in this particular world, like this so much technological world and stuff like that. So over here, if the teen or the child, when he grows up, has good strategies
yeah.
For this particular job, okay, You know, for everything there is wood. In every house there is wood. In every office, everywhere I would say there's wood. Okay, be it a table or chair or whatever, you see, there is wood being used. Yeah. So here, if the teen is having or the child is having a lot of interest in that particular job or whatever, then make him study his academic studies. So on the sideline, let him also work and go ahead with the skills as well, isn't
right.
it?
Yeah. Let's take a short break here and think about the insights that you shared so far, and we'll be back in a while.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Islamic Upbringing. You're listening to Iran Radio, and we are exploring the strategies that could help improve motivation in your teens. So yeah, we're saying like sometimes teens are interested in some of the technical jobs that you may not see good because of the societal pressures or values that the society has imposed on them. But then your teen, however, is interested. Fawad Liaquat was saying if they are in the academic session, let them do the same on the sidelines. Let them live their talents.
Yes. So, you know, actually I had a lot of interest in finding out the jobs of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and also the prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam. So what they used to do in order to survive, of course, they have to get an income, isn't it? For their survival, in order to provide for their families, example. So alhamdulillah, of course, I'm still working on it. The first example which I have taken into consideration is the work of carpentry.
Yeah.
So a carpenter is someone who cuts wood and stuff for their livelihood.
Yeah.
And one of the prophets who is very famous, one of the famous prophets, of course, and one of the Ulul Azm, like one of the very greatest of prophets, I would say, who used to do carpentry for his living, was Prophet Isa alayhi salam.
Right. Jesus Christ.
So Isa alayhi salam, or Jesus, used to do carpentry. So his profession was carpentry. So he was a carpenter. So you see, it's like nothing, oh my God, being a prophet, he's doing carpentry, is nothing shocking, okay?
Yeah.
Number two, Prophet Idris alayhi salam used to be a tailor.
Used
to stitch clothes of people, and he used to get income, or he used to earn through that means.
Yeah.
Prophet Dawood alayhi salam was an ironsmith. So he used to melt iron, he used to make things and everything.
What a difficult job.
Yep. So he was a prophet. He used to do, he was a hadi. He was he used to guide people.
Yeah.
But still, on the other hand, he used to work.
Yeah.
Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was the king himself. Okay.
Yeah.
So as the king, of course, there was this thing called, okay, if he is the king, he should be getting something. Okay. As a hukuk, like example, he's taking he's taking the whole kingdom into his hand in order to look after the kingdom.
Yeah.
So he should be getting some as kind of salary to him.
Yeah.
So he's looking after everyone's affairs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what are the people doing?
Management. Actually.
Yeah. Management.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah, exactly. Good word.
Same.
So, and of course, there are the prophets who had other professions, and the main profession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was he was a businessman and also a shepherd.
Also a shepherd, yes. Thank you for exploring those topics here. And that really gives us another vision to the world of skill, the world of talents, where our teens can explore their talents more.
Inshallah.
Thank you for that. And thank you, dear listeners, for being with us, for listening. And that was all for today's episode. Take very good care of yourself and also of your teens, and listen to their skills, their talents. Open communication is always a key. Thank you. Until another episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.